We're coming up on the 50th anniversary of one of the greatest moments in sports and a record that will never be broken. That was in a basketball game, an NBA game that was played in Hershey, Pennsylvania. Wilt Chamberlain scored 100 points that night as the Warriors beat the New York Knicks. And one of those that was a teammate of Wilt Chamberlain was Al Addles. He was the second highest scorer in that game with 17 points. But Al, as I took a look at the box score, you were 8 for 8 from the field and 1 for 1 from the line. You had a perfect night.
Well, you know, it's nice for people to say nice things about you, even though they may not be true. I've always said I was just happy to be a part of that game. And I really, give Will all the credit because people have no idea how good he was, both as a person and as a player. And yes, I did score 17 points, but I always said if 5 people from the other team is playing one guy, you should be able to get open once in a while. So that's how I got most of those points.
What's some of the nuances of that game that night that only somebody like yourself that participated in it or somebody who was a pro athlete can appreciate that others, just the fan or even the media, can't appreciate about that performance and that game?
Well, the first thing that I always try to tell people when we talk about that game is, one, we won the game. There's a number of people over the years that have said, yeah, you played the game when a guy got 100 points and you lost the game. No, we won the game. 2, we'll try to come out of the game. And 3, I don't think that people should look at it like, well, who was he playing against? Did the kick game mean anything? When you look at the NBA, and I've been in the NBA since 1960, the NBA started in 1946. There's only been one player in all those years to score 100 points in a game. I think you should give credit where credit is due. And a lot of people, kind of look up and say, yeah, but who was he playing against and this, that, and the other thing. Doesn't make any difference. If you're playing against, the Sisters of the Poor, and you score 100 points, that's a 100-point score. So, I just think that it was just a great performance and one that I'll be very, very surprised if it ever happens again.
You bring up a very good point. It's not like it's been done before or that anybody else is ever going to come close to doing it again, Al. So what was the tenor of that game that allowed this event to happen for Wilt to score 100 points?
Well, no question. The thing that got him over the 100-point mark was the fact that he scored 28 out of 32 free throws that night. And what happened, it was a strange game in that, people, thought that he was trying to get there. It really didn't resonate with us until late in the third quarter going into the fourth when the announcer started calling every point. And he would say, and that's 82, and that's 83. And then all of a sudden, the fans got into it. We got into it, and the Knicks were trying to hold the ball and foul Wilt, but they kept fouling him. He kept making free throws. So it was a game that, turned, differently along the way. But regardless of how it turned, 100 points was scored by one man. And I think that people should just look at that as being an achievement that no one else has ever done.
Also, at what point in the game did you and your teammates outside of Wilt realize that something special was happening at that point?
Well, you have to remember, that year Wilt averaged 50 points a game. And we had a couple games where he got in the 70s. So really, it really wasn't something that we said, obviously when he got into the 70s, maybe closer to the 80s, when, Zinkoff, who was the announcer, a public address announcer, start calling every point. Now, when he started calling every point along with the fans, we kind of started recognizing it. And then all of a sudden, everything kind of turned differently because the Knicks were holding the ball. They would foul us, and we would foul them. But unfortunately, they were fouling Wilt. He kept making free throws. So it was just a strange game. But like I said, the outcome of it was Wilt scored 100 points. Everyone was extremely happy, but I don't think the Knicks were that happy about it. But it was one of those things that only happened probably once in a lifetime, and I was glad to be a part of it.
What did Frank McGuire, your coach, say during timeouts in the second half when this thing really got started rolling?
Well, Frank had made a pact with Wilt before the season started, which we didn't know about, and that was that Wilt was going to average 50 points a game. So it wasn't like he was saying, you know, boy, you know, get the ball to Will. He didn't have to tell us that. You know, we had Will Chamberlain on our team. You know, you don't have to be the brightest guy in the world to say, you know, get the ball to him. So, you know, I think the only thing that Frank started, you know, getting involved with was the fact that the Knickerbockers start fouling, and then his strategy was to foul back. So he took three players out. He took Paul Arizin, who was in the Hall of Fame, Tom Mosherry, who's from out here, and myself. So the only regular still in the game, along with what was Guy Rogers, and some of the people that he put in, they would foul. If the Knicks fouled us, they would foul them to get back. So the game kind of turned differently. But like I said, you know, very few people know. All they know is guys scored 100 points, and I hope they know that we won the game, and that's all that counted.
Only other professionals can appreciate what's happened and what that accomplishment was. But I just wonder, when you take a look at Wilt, what was his reaction after the game was over with and what he had done?
Well, Wilt was it was an old hockey arena, so the locker rooms weren't up like they are now. And he happened to be sitting next to me getting ready to take a shower and get dressed. And he used to sweat profusely. And he was sitting down, and he had a stat sheet in his hand. And he had this really, really look on his face like the world was coming to an end. And I turned to him and said, "Big fella, what's the matter?" And he said, "Alvin," he said, "I never thought I'd take 60 shots in the ballgame." He actually took 62. And being a math major like I am, I said, "Yeah, but you made 36 of them." So I said, "That's pretty good."
You know, Bill Russell was sitting here in the studio with me, and a lot of people think that Bill Russell and Wilt Chamberlain did not like each other. It was anything but that. And I remember Bill talking to me about his affection for him and how much he respected him and how he had to play harder against Wilt Chamberlain. What was the big misconception about Wilt? And was it because he was a big man that there was a certain image or persona about him?
Well, I say something all the time that, you know, people might look at. I talk to a mystical person, Paul Bunyan. Wilt did so many things that very few people knew beyond basketball. But as far as basketball was concerned, I think many people figured that he himself could win a championship regardless of who he had on his team. And, you know, of course, you know, we talk about Bill Russell. He and Bill were so close that a sidebar, when they'd come to Philadelphia, when the Boston Celtics would come to Philadelphia, Russ would go over Wilt's house and take his nap. And he'd eat his pregame meal at Wilt's house. And Wilt used to always say, "Bill Russell comes to Philadelphia, comes to my house, sleeps in my bed, eats my food, and then comes and beats us at the game." So they just had a real, real close relationship. And I think it was a lot of people outside that tried to cause the friction between those two.
Tell me the story about what Wilt Chamberlain was doing, because he got to the arena early. He played another game, did he not? What was it, Penny?
Well, he went to the Penny Arcade, and it was a little different back then. They get rooms now and things like that. We came up on a bus from Philadelphia, and Wilt was living in New York because he had Small Paradise, and so he drove up with Willie Nauls and Johnny Green. And they went right to the Penny Arcade, and when Wilt came in the locker room, we were getting dressed, and he said, you know, that he was playing one of those shooting games at the Penny Arcade, and he said, "Boy, I was really hot, you know, with this game and he really talked about it when he got the 100 points, because he had to know Wilt. He said, "I knew I was going to have a hot game because I was really knocking him down in the Penny Arcade." But, you know, it was just an outstanding performance, and one that I was very, very happy to be a part of.
We've got about 45 seconds, Al, but for you, someone that participated in it, what does it mean to Al Addles to have been a part of such a magical moment?
Well, when the thing that I really, really felt good about was the fact that, one, I was a part of it, and two, to try to let people know about him, and I'm sure a lot of people want to talk about the 100 points. But Wilt was much, much more than a 100-point scorer or a big NBA scorer. He was a great person and one that I was very, very happy to be a friend of.
Do you still think about that game from time to time?
Every once in a while, somebody will bring it up. Or, you know, it's one of those things that you remember forever, because when you're a part of something like that, I can but I tell you what happens when you get a little bit older, you do kind of forget certain things. For instance, for the longest time, I always felt that Wolf got three offensive rebounds and put in the 100th point. Turns out that was maybe the 98th point or maybe the 96th point. The actual point when he got to 100 was not an offensive rebound, a high-low pass from Joe Rutledge, who was in the game with Wilt, who had played against him in Northwestern when he was at Kansas. And he went high-low down to Wilt, and Wilt got a dunk.
Al, I want to thank you very much for remembering a great moment in sports, one that I'm sure will not be broken, and your participation in it, and also talking about the man that scored the 100 points in a game, Wilt Chamberlain. Thank you, Al. Take care, my friend.
It's always good talking to you, my friend, and keep doing what you're doing.
Al Addles, former NBA player, coach, and general manager. He won an NBA championship as the coach of the Warriors. We've got you on Sports Byline.